open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned hot clarified butter. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
End of the year tax time comes on quickly. Well, it's time now for you to look at your personal property and real estate tax obligations. Let Royal Banks of Missouri help you get to the finish line in great shape. We can show you our line of home equity products that will get you there. Call our terrific home equity lender, Carol Hofer, at 314-212-1500 for more information. It's Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road just west of 270.
Grizz Nation, it's time to get Memphis. Don't miss your Memphis Grizzlies as they face off against Blake Griffin and the Detroit Pistons Wednesday, January 2nd at 7 p.m. Get your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Too late. Too late.
Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
sexy intercourse.
What other kind is it?
Well, I guess there could be intercourse that's not sexy. I'm sure there is such a thing. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 10th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. You know, one day in some trivia game somewhere, they'll have the question, who was the Playhouse sponsor on the last day that Tim Woodburn was on the large morning show in the afternoon? And the answer would be Thompson Price. So, you know, there you go. Tuck that away because it may pop up on some trivia quiz. That is our sponsor. It is time for the Playhouse, and we do start with this.
Hey!
All right, let's see. You're still at the control board, aren't you? You're not leaving? Is this your last day, Limestone? You're still with
us? Good. I'm staying here.
Okay, good. At the control board, he talks differently. He doesn't sound like the rest of us, and that's what happens when you go off and live in Great Britain for 19 years, 10 of those years in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. By the way, for those of you who missed it earlier, could you think it'd be possible to replay that tribute, that thing we did?
Yeah, sure. Give me a couple of seconds. Hang on a second. Can I stop the music?
No, in the Playhouse. Not now. In the Playhouse.
Yeah, absolutely. Play. Absolutely.
Some people might have missed it. It was... Yeah. I tell you what, it got to Tim. He was very emotional. It's really something to hear. The best of Tim Woodburn. Let me play it again for you here in a minute. The man at the board who wants to say hi to everybody, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you had a good weekend. I'll see you Monday.
All righty. Thank goodness he did not this morning get up and decide to go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... I don't even know what he said.
I'm going to pretend I don't either.
Thank goodness it wasn't Hot Carl, like you said earlier. That we don't go for. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, I was going to head north, but there's a chance of snow, and I didn't want to.
You want to stay here.
Because it never rains.
It never rains in Southern California. It never snows here. So I can't.
We'll have to do it.
I'm sorry.
Do it later.
I screwed up.
I can't play that and the Playhouse intro. Okay, this is my weakness.
Yeah. That's it. That's your weakness.
Yeah, this is my weakness.
Just that one.
No, you're wrong. That's not your weakness. Sorry. You have other.
Snowmageddon 2019.
Thanks, Dan.
Good boy. Okay.
That was the voice of the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're currently working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650, and they'll give you a complimentary portfolio review.
MarkandJason.com.
No, not yet. Not yet. Not
too early?
Yeah,
too early.
Too early. Mm-hmm. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Boy, how do I even do this?
Oh, boy.
Former night cook for Denny's, former door-to-door knife salesman, former Busch Stadium beer vendor, former roller skating rink disc jockey, former newsman, former news director, former head of research, former digital clock resetter, author, and soon to be former newsman after today of the large morning show in the afternoon. He's a private investigator now, 11 years a private investigator, Tim Woodburn, for the last time. Say hello to everybody.
Thank you very much, Frank. I want to say hello to everyone and thank everyone on this show for allowing me to be a part of your guys' lives here in the last 16 months. And as my going-away present, if Frank doesn't forget, which I got $5 says he will, I got the tell-it-all brother joke.
It's in the Playhouse. Okay. It is absolutely front and center, right up front in the Playhouse, maybe after your tribute. That would be the appropriate place to put it. So, folks, stick around. That will be worth listening to because Tim doesn't often tell a joke. That's my job, but I'm stepping aside today. Let him do that because he loves that joke, and I don't tell it. And I don't know why. It's just, I don't know.
Is he going to invite the ladies in, too?
No.
Oh,
that's Frank Skumba.
That's later. That's the end of the Playhouse.
Oh,
Dan. You should know that. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Hebe laughing through the tears, as you know, Tim's leaving today. Bernice is in heaven. Well, there it is.
Oh, boy.
There it is.
Wow.
Oh,
he said he's going to have something. He knows that Tim used to be a knife salesman, and he has made a knife. It's more like a sword. It's a beautiful, like, long, like, sword like that. What is that thing made out of?
Cheese.
Made completely out of cheese, and engraved in the cheese, it says... That's right, Rat Boy. It says, good luck. Oh, my goodness. It says, good luck, Jim. His name is Tim.
Oh.
His name is
Jim.
Not, oh, my. It's not Jim.
I'm going to eat that on the way
Tim.
Home.
I think that's on your diet, isn't it? Cheese?
Yeah,
you can eat that.
I'm going to eat that cheese sword on the way home.
That's right, Rat Boy. I know you meant well, but you got his name wrong. Okay? Good grief. Please give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yep. We're brought to you by Thompson Price. Listen, I cannot make people remodel a kitchen. It's not inexpensive if you do it right, and I can't predict when you're going to want a new kitchen. There are people that move into homes, not maybe brand new homes, but they move, and then they get in a house, and obviously they like the house, or they wouldn't have said to the realtor, "We'll take it. Do the paperwork." But they get in there, and from the minute they get in there, they know they were never thrilled with the kitchen. And sometimes the first order of business for people is to remodel the kitchen, because except for that kitchen, they love that house. Now, the same thing sometimes happens with a bathroom. Oh, we love everything. I'll tell you one thing. If I ever get another house or build another house, we're having like separate, I'm honest to goodness, full bathroom. Jack and Jill, they call it. She has her, I have my thing. Not just a private closed door toilet. That's the other thing I can't stand. When a toilet is just out in the open in a bathroom, my goodness, have a door you can close. I'm going to have Thompson Price, if we're ever in a position to do it, just do two great his and hers bathrooms. Now, most people are just happy with a great master bathroom, but they're not happy with the one they have. You can be. You will be if Thompson Price does it. So just do us this favor. This is for 23 and a half years. This is all we've ever asked, and I don't think it's too much to ask. Do not, if you're AM and the PM, do not make a decision about remodeling a kitchen or bathroom without talking to the folks at Thompson Price. That's it. It's that easy. That's all we ask. You find somebody you think is better? Well, good for you. I think you probably will realize you were wrong, but that's your choice. Now, you will find somebody less expensive. If that's what you're basing your decision on, why don't you just not even talk to Thompson Price? Because there are a lot of people that will throw you a ridiculously low price. I don't think you have any idea what you're going to end up with. You will when it's too late. So why don't you just do it right? Have it done right. Thompson Price. Showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester, on the left, next to McAllister's Deli. ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow.
He's not any of those places today. He's here. He's here. And he's brought to you by Window World, another one of our great advertisers. I'd like to be able to say they're the number one selling replacement window because of this show, but that's not true. I'd like to think we helped. But when you have a great product and it's a great value and word spreads, this is what happens. You're successful, and you have the number one selling replacement window in the country. Window World. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Give it on up now for Bill Clavlin. Hello, Bill.
Hello. How's it going?
Going fantastic.
Are we having trivia today?
Well, I had a nice little maybe introduction. I was going to kind of lead up to that, and then you just, as usual, just find a way.
He did it earlier to me before I spoke with Tom Nottingham, the cuddler. He blew part of that deal. He's good at that. He's good at blowing it for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, because Scott Sherman has stuck around.
Oh, well, I thought the rule was he doesn't get to play anymore because he always wins.
Smart. He's too
didn't
smart.
I hear that?
He's an attorney. He shouldn't be able to play.
Huh? That's what he's
possibly.
Here.
There's an IQ maximum for this game, okay, for us. If your IQ is over a certain amount, you can't play. So he's out. Okay.
Okay.
No, if he wants to come, he can if he wants to.
Go, so
he's going to dinner with Bob Costas. He said.
Oh my God! All right. So
that sounds smart.
No, he's here.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I thought
bring him on in. Let him sit down.
What the hell?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
There we go.
Here's like thunder in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, like snow.
So my God.
2019.
I'm never.
Well, I'd be glad when Tim's gone.
I am never going to get any of these questions out. So I thought I would do a little trivia today about national parks, because I don't know if you've been following the news with the government shutdown, all of the stuff that's going on in these parks, and they're now having to shut down some of them because people are just ridiculous and they're destroying things and they're, you know, going to the bathroom.
Like an impossible trivia game, because what do we know about national parks?
I think you'll do okay. All right. So, you know, Dan, honest to God.
Oh, I know how we do
it. Was that the answer for the first one?
Keep moving.
We should play it like all of them. We should play it like Jeopardy. Ine?
Ine no? What?
What does that mean? I don't watch Jeopardy.
Oh, and the...
You know what, Jeopardy? Like, he just gave the answer, so, you know, well, we're given the answer.
Well, that is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. No. We don't even know enough about national parks to ask a question. If he said... Okay, if you said Yellowstone, what would your Jeopardy response be?
What is the national park in America, Frank? Mm-hmm. Isn't that how you say it?
Yeah.
That's so, yes, Dan got the answer to my first trivia question. Oh. So now Dan doesn't get the point either.
So he ruined that, too.
He's just ruining everything. All right, here we go. Question number two.
on his tombstone. Here's Dan's tombstone. Dan Strauss, 2000, whatever. He ruined everything. That's it. That's what it says. He ruined everything.
Unbelievable. All right, so
go ahead.
Question number two as we begin our trivia segment. The world's largest tree by volume is located in which national park?
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Sequoia National Park.
I knew it. Yes, that's right.
Okay, you know what? All right, this is already unacceptable.
It is 275 feet tall and 25 feet wide.
Wow.
It's a big tree. All right, question number three. Where is, and these are all national park questions, the largest cave system is part of what national park or what national park site? I'll give you a hint. It's in Kentucky.
Oh, Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Merrimack Caverns.
Oh, my gosh.
See, you know what the problem with this is? I don't even know the name of three national parks.
Limey.
Yes, Limey.
I don't.
The Grand Canyon.
No.
That's not a national park.
It's also not in Kentucky.
We don't even know.
Yeah, the Grand Canyon National Park. Sure, it's a national park.
Yeah.
But the Grand Canyon itself is not a national park. There is a Grand Canyon National Park. Go ahead.
What do you think is in the national? What makes it a national park?
Go ahead.
Tim.
Tim.
Kentucky National Park or snow?
Snow. 2019.
I can't wait till Tim leaves.
Oh, God.
I think I said that before.
The answer is Mammoth Cave.
Mammoth.
400 miles worth of cave.
Whoa.
Underneath Kentucky. Okay. What state has the most national parks?
Limey?
Yes, Limey.
California?
That is correct.
Hey! Whoa. Me.
Nice job.
Wow.
All right. Nice job. Alaska. Alaska is number two. They have, I think it's eight. All right. The most visited national park in the United States. I have Scott.
Limey?
Yes, Scott.
Grand Canyon.
Incorrect.
Oh, damn.
Limey.
Yes, Limey.
Niagara Falls?
That is a state park in New York. That is not a national park.
Oh, my bad.
Dan.
Gritty. Yes, Gritty. Yes, Dan.
Smoky Mountain.
That is correct. The Great Smoky Mountain.
Hey! Way to go, Dan.
Okay.
Sure.
The least visited national park is Isle Royale National Park. What state is it located in?
Scott.
What's it called?
Isle Royale National Park. Yes, Scott.
Michigan.
That is correct. It is in Michigan.
Oh, his home state.
UPA.
How many states does the Appalachian National Trail pass through? How many states does it pass through?
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Six.
Incorrect.
Limey.
Yes, Limey.
I'm going to go nine.
Incorrect.
Ten.
Yeah.
50.
The answer,
Dan.
Frank, did you make a guess? Yes, Dan.
No, I don't know the names. Yeah. I don't.
You don't have a guess. No, 14 different states. All right.
Any of the states?
I just got an email from a listener that says, can't wait till Tim leaves. This is what it says.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible.
My God.
Where is Crater Lake National Park located?
Crater Lake.
Deepest lake. And I think in North America, maybe the world, at 1,949 feet. That's how deep Crater Lake is.
I don't have a chance at any of this.
West Coast. West Coast.
Oh. Clear as silk, California.
Yes, Limey?
Well, I know you said West Coast, so...
Jersey?
Yeah.
There's only three states on the West Coast.
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Washington.
Incorrect. Oh, my God.
Idiot.
There's only two states left.
Tim, Oregon. Tim, California.
Yes, Tim, sure. You got it. Oregon.
Way to go.
This one, I think this was my most interesting question. I did not know.
Did you hear what Dan said? Crater Lake was in Clearasil, like crater face, pockmark humor, acne humor. I'm sure the people with pockmarks really appreciate that.
The only president that was a park ranger. Who was the only president that was a park ranger?
Hmm. Tim.
Yes, Tim?
Trump.
That would be something incorrect.
Was any president a rump ranger?
Oh,
I don't believe it. I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Park ranger. Frank.
Yes.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Nope, that's a good guess, but that's not correct.
Shoot.
No? Anyway.
Scott.
Yes, Clinton. Scott. No, it was Clinton. Gerald Ford.
Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
I'm Gerald Ford.
1936 at Yellowstone National Park.
I was a park ranger in 1936. I'm Gerald Ford.
All right. And not a moment too soon, this is our last question.
Oh,
I know. It's the last one. All right, and this is a multiple choice, so listen carefully.
B.
That wouldn't be something if that was the answer.
Which of the following is not part of the National Park Service? Which one is not part of the National Park Service? Mount Rushmore, Alcatraz, Plymouth Rock, or the White House? Which one
Frank?
Is not? Yes, Frank.
Plymouth Rock.
That is absolutely correct.
Oh, I got one. I got one.
Frank wins.
Nice. Wow.
All right. And there you go. Thank you all for ruining the segment.
Is
I appreciate
there snow
everybody
on
contributed.
Rock?
What?
Snowmageddon 2019.
Oh, my God. I'm Bill Clevelin on the road and on 590 The Fan. Unbelievable.
Bill Clevelin, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. And for lots of good reasons, windowworldstlouis.com if you want to know more. Now, earlier in the first hour, because it is Tim's last day, actually I got a call this morning. It started yesterday when Limey approached me. He said, would it be okay if I put together the best of Tim Woodburn, kind of a tribute? And I said, I think that'd be fantastic. And so he came in here for the last 2 days, hours and hours. He listened to tapes and he extracted Tim and listened to Tim, listened to everything Tim said. And so, Limey, start the music, if you would. This is a tribute and, the best of Tim Woodburn. Enjoy.
Memories like the corners of my
good evening, everyone. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn.
Wow.
I wanted to play it a second time because when somebody puts that kind of work in editing and extracting, it deserves to be played. Good job, Limey. Really, really well done. And now there's the joke that Tim asked me months ago if I knew it. And yes, I know it. I've heard it. I don't tell it because I have this scale. The Playhouse has to have, the joke has to be a 9 or a 10. I this joke to me is a 7 or 8, but maybe it's better than that if he tells it. And now with the joke I don't tell, so he's going to tell it. Tim, it's all yours.
Thank you, Frank. A preacher one day decides to encourage his congregation to confess their sins in front of everyone inside the church and to God himself. Who will be the first to have the courage to declare your sins here and cleanse thy soul? Let the Lord take your sin away. Tell it all, brothers and sisters. Tell it all. And the church got real quiet, and finally a man named Charles was sitting next to his wife and children, and he stands up and he says, "Well, preacher, I've been taken by the sin of theft." And the preacher says, "Charles, come up here to the pulpit with me. Let me place my arm on your shoulder for support while you tell it all, brother." Charles walks up to the pulpit, and the preacher places his arm around him and says, "Tell it all, brother. Tell it all." Charles says, "Preacher, the love of money has ruined my life. 6 months ago, I got fired from my job for stealing money out of someone's desk at work." "Tell it all, brother. Tell it all." "For the last 6 months, I've been putting on my work clothes and fooling my wife and children that I've been going to work when all I've been doing is going to the casino and emptying our entire bank account by losing money at them slot machines." "Tell it all, Brother Charles. Tell it all." "Last weekend, my wife took the kids out of town to see her parents, and I seen a neighbor's daughter laying outside in her bikini. She just turned 18, and I started having naughty thoughts." "Tell it all, Brother Charles. Tell it all." "And I approached that young girl and offered her some alcohol. We ended up getting drunk together.
Tell it all, Brother Charles. Tell it all.
And then she came inside the house, and she found my wife's wedding dress hanging in the closet, and she put it on, and I'd never seen anything so beautiful, and I bent that little girl over the side of our bed, and I made sweet, sweet love to that little girl while she wore my wife's wedding dress.
And the church got real quiet, and the preacher leaned in and said, "Damn, Charles, I wouldn't have told that if I was you."
What a performance.
I will tell you that...
No.
Come on.
I will tell you that my version of that joke involves a goat. And it's the same punchline, but it's the in telling it, it's about a goat. Otherwise, it's the same joke. And well told.
Thank you.
Coming from the master, the joke master general of the United States. Well told.
Thank you.
Still not a joke worthy of the Playhouse, but as it is, that was as well as you could tell that joke, I think. Let's see here.
Snow.
The
Snowmageddon 2019.
Okay, got out of your system?
Yeah.
The yard sale will be on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, right here on this very radio station, 590 The Fan, 7 to 9 o'clock. It's a great yard sale. Two great hosts, Scott Sherman, Dan Strauss, and, of course, you selling something, looking for something to buy, or just listening to be entertained, because it is a very entertaining show. It's a combination of entertainment and let's sell some stuff.
And we're going to have to drive in the snow on Saturday morning.
Bloody computer. There we go.
Again, 2019.
I think the audience has just about had enough of that. I could be wrong. So... the older and older I get here, the more I see names of famous people. I have no clue who they are. In fact, probably 3/4 of the people who are famous, I don't know who they are. They're singers, rappers, movie stars. I'm looking this morning at the paper, and it's an article about an actress who's pleading on Instagram for people to respect the privacy of her newborn baby after photos of her and her child were leaked online. And I'm thinking, who? Diane Kruger. Who the heck is that?
Diane Kruger?
Freddy Krueger's daughter.
No.
Oh, my God.
She talks about uploading one of the photos, and she blurred her daughter's face and wrote, "These pictures were taken out without our consent." And I'm thinking, this must be somebody really, really famous to not want her daughter's picture put online. Diane Kruger, who the heck is it? I've never heard of her.
Did you see what Stormy Daniels did on Instagram when Donald Trump spoke to the nation Tuesday night?
No.
She wanted to go head-to-head with Donald Trump speaking to the union, or to the nation. I guess it was Tuesday night. Maybe it was Monday. Whatever night it was. Night. It was this week. That's Tuesday night. So she had a promotion, and she had 100,000 people watch her on Instagram during Donald Trump's speech as she sat in a bikini and folded laundry. 100,000 people would rather watch that than watch the president speak.
Who is that again?
Stormy Daniels.
That's our country. That's where we are. I want to thank this guy's name. I believe his name was Tom Nottingham. He was on earlier. He's a professional cuddler, and he gave us some great insight into the cuddling business. I've been thinking about this, and I'm not joking when I do this. I'm not joking. If these people can get $80 an hour to just total strangers just cuddle. You come over and you spoon, or you just sit close next to each other, you hold each other. I am not kidding. Why couldn't I offer, like, I'll watch a movie with you, or I'll watch you. Look, listen to me. You ladies out there listening who your husbands, I'm sorry, your husband died, but he died, and you have a lot of money, and you're still pretty hot, and you're still, you don't have anybody to go to a movie with or watch a movie with at home on TV or watch a TV show with. I will come to you, your home, I'll watch a movie, a TV show, I'll go to a movie with you. $500 an hour, 2 hour minimum.
Are you joking?
I'm not kidding. No, I'm not kidding. I'll do that.
Well,
now you never know.
No, you'll probably sell some time with that. I say this with the greatest amount of respect, I promise. those people are kind of fragile, you know, the ones that need to pay for cuddling and stuff like that. I don't think maybe your temperament on some days would be the best for somebody in that kind of fragile
situation. Well, I think you're wrong. I'd be absolutely wrong. I think they would have a blast with me. And we'd go to the movie theater. We could I have another service. They're called Cuddlist. I have a service called Argulist. If you no longer have anybody you don't have anybody to argue with. Let's say your husband passed away and you're used to arguing. I am a professional. I'm married. I am a professional arguist. I will come to your house and argue with you. What do you want to argue about? Politics, the garbage not being taken out. I will fill that void that your husband has left. Again, 2 hour minimum, $500 an hour. We can just argue until we're exhausted.
I wouldn't pay for that, Frank, but I bet there's a lot of people that would pay to watch you and your wife argue.
Oh yeah, that's a good time.
Get in the car and like sit in the back seat, and you guys can argue like you do in the car.
I've seen that for free.
That happens every day. Every day.
Oh, just to give you a heads up, by the way, that Diane Kruger, she's a hottie. Really? She is.
Well, she may be a hottie, but have you ever heard of her? You're young.
Yeah, she was in the only movie I can really think of right now. She was in National Treasure. If anybody's seen that,
she is
the lead female character of Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I know who
that's
is.
It. Mm-hmm. And that's how she's so famous. That's it.
She did that in Glorious Bastards, and she was also in the Troy movie.
But she was upset because her newborn baby's picture was online.
Yeah, something.
Yeah,
like
she's
I have
not
no
that
idea.
Famous. She is not that famous. Just,
no, I don't want to make anybody mad here, but don't all newborn babies kind of look exactly alike?
Mm-hmm. Of course they do.
I think there are three kinds of newborn baby. There's the Winston Churchill, there's the one that looks like a chimpanzee, and then there's the cute baby.
No, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. And most of them are the Winston Churchill baby. Mm-hmm. They are all mashed up, face kind of fat. Like they'd pull a cigar in their mouth to be a little Winston Churchill. It's true. I have three kids, and they all look like that. All newborn babies are scrunched up in red, and their faces are kind of mashed up, and that's the way they look. So, again, repeating, in case you didn't get the terms, it was a 500-hour, 2-hour minimum of movie going, TV watching, or arguing, and I'm available for that. And you guys won't be laughing when somebody takes me up. Some hot, widow takes me up on that.
Hang on a second. I've got somebody texting over that would like to offer you $1,000 to argue with you for 2 hours. So,
are you serious?
Yeah. Somebody's got $1,000 wants to argue with you for 2 hours.
Wow.
Done.
Hey,
done.
Monty Python did a bit like that. I'm here for an argument. No, you're not. Yes, I am. You're not.
As much as I don't think they're funny, that was funny.
Oh,
it's
hysterical.
I think it was Limey who brought up stamp collecting or something. Oh, no, it was Bill had the largest ball of stamps or something. Check this out. We talked about stamp collecting and how many stamps are really worth anything. This there's a penny. It's a 1943 copper penny. As best they can tell, there are 10, maybe 15 anywhere in existence today. A guy named Don Lutz Jr. has one. He stumbled on it in high school in a cafeteria 70 years ago.
Wow.
And he's held on to it. I guess maybe he's some kind of coin collector. And he thought, well, the reason this penny is valuable is because there was a period of time where U.S. pennies were supposed to be made of zinc coated steel to conserve copper for wartime. They were not supposed to be copper. They needed the copper for other things, like telephone wire and shell casings and whatever. But a small number of pennies were made of copper by mistake. And they stopped it after only a few of them got out. And now they're very special to coin collectors. $170,000.
Oh, wow.
So check your pennies. 1943 copper penny. If you have one of the 10 or 15 in existence, it's worth about $170,000. Yeah, I know. I wish I had one, but I don't. I'm sure I don't. I'm not going to go looking through them to see if I do. And then we need to get in. Mike Evans, you got that temper. Let's just, ladies, get in.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy's having a midlife crisis. He divorces his wife. He marries a much younger woman, a blonde. And he also decides to, he wants a classic car to drive around, so he'll look kind of cool. And he's handy. He knows his way around tools and mechanical things. So he decides to work on a car and rebuild it and bring it back to, like, pristine, almost new condition, a classic car. So he's in the garage one weekend. He's working on this car, and his young blonde wife brings him out some lemonade. And he says, honey, he says, you can help me with something while you're out here. And she says, sure. What's that? He said, I'm having trouble with the left turn signal on this car. Would you go stand behind the car and then tell me if the turn signal is working? And his blonde wife says, sure. So she goes and stands behind the car. He says, okay, here we go. And he pulls the stick down for the left turn signal, and she says, it's working. It's not working. It's working. It's not working.
Check traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Peloton, live studio classes in the comfort of your home. Now, we have a crash eastbound 270 at McDonald. Everything has been moved off to the right shoulder, but it is a little bit of an attention getter. And we have number 5, an accident now eastbound 270 at West Florissant. Your stop and go southbound 270 between Page and 44. Eastbound 70, you're backing up Florissant all the way into the city. And solid westbound 44 from Kings Highway to Jamison, where there's an accident on the right shoulder. Peloton's a game-changing indoor cycling bike that brings the energy of live studio classes right to your home anytime you want. Learn more about the Peloton bike at onepeloton.com or visit your local showroom. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at 2 convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road just west of 270.
Grizz Nation, it's time to get Memphis. Don't miss your Memphis Grizzlies as they face off against Blake Griffin and the Detroit Pistons Wednesday, January 2nd at 7 p.m. Get your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
End of the year tax time comes on quickly. Well, it's time now for you to look at your personal property and real estate tax obligations. Let Royal Banks of Missouri help you get to the finish line in great shape. We can show you our line of home equity products that will get you there. Call our terrific home equity lender, Carol Hofer, at 314-212-1500 for more information. It's Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising.
Mike Evans is going to be very, very happy today because he has all the time in the world. I got an email. It was earlier today, and it said, hey, I haven't listened for a while. When did Mike Evans move to Dallas? And I thought, boy, you haven't listened for a while. That was a month ago, and that's where we're headed. That was actually, I don't know, 4 months ago? Well, he'll know. That's where we're headed, Dallas, Texas, because that's where he is, Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're both in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, well, people love them. They must, because they sell thousands every year. Even though we're in a season now where most people are finished with their gift card business, not Annie Guns. They sell them every day. Because who wouldn't want a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market? Closed only on Mondays, both of them. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans. Well, it is Tim Woodburn's last day today. So.
Tim, I hate to see you leave, buddy. We started off on the wrong track, but I found you enlightening, entertaining, and enjoyable.
Thank you very much.
And I wish you the very best of luck, whatever you do, but you had plenty of success before you came here, so there you go.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He had no success. He was a night cook at Denny's, a door-to-door knife salesman, a Busch Stadium beer vendor, roller skate rink DJ, newsman, news director, digital clock resetter. No, not that much success at those things.
All right.
He will have, though, at his next venture. And for those who may not remember it, you and he did get off to a really not smooth start, and you worked it out and smoothed it out. It was actually pretty entertaining.
And that was probably my fault, too, by the way.
Well, let's go with that.
So, end of the week, kind of sad. Hope you have nice weather this week. It doesn't snow or anything.
Oh, no, really good. You hear what he said? Oh. Somebody's asleep at the wheel.
Yeah,
he said, I hope it doesn't snow.
2019.
Yeah, you missed it.
This week's pop quiz theme is all about celebrities who have the most expensive homes. Check it out. Who has the most expensive home today? David Beckham, Justin Bieber, Matt Damon, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Odd but true, there are more churches in Vegas than casinos, and most of the are mostly Catholic churches. Many of the parishioners are actually casino chips. Those chips are turned over to the Vegas Franciscan Monastery for counting. I hear that the fathers who count them are called the chipmunks. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be here all week. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a good one.
There is an all-out battle between Angelina Jolie and Lady Gaga. So both of them have told the representatives, do whatever you it takes, but they both want the starring role in the 2020 20th Century Fox big-budget Cleopatra movie. Well, here's the deal. Nobody likes Angelina Jolie. Her last movies in over the last 10 years have all been bombs. Lady Gaga's hot. Sure, she has a profile like Cleopatra. Coming off the Golden Globes. I think, actually, as far as show business, Angelina Jolie is over. Any comment?
With regard to just this choice, I think the obvious choice is Gaga.
I just think Angelina's done. Buddy called me and said he spotted Lindsay Lohan coming out of one of my favorite places, the Londoner Fish and Chips place on the Santa Monica 3rd Street Promenade. Said she looked about 50, stumbling, slurring, her words seemed confused. Lindsay Lohan Beach Resort Club TV show, I think, will be dead on arrival. I just think she's hideous. Let's talk about movie reviews. Opening tomorrow, James Baldwin in 1974 wrote a great book, a great novel called If Beale Street Could Talk. Now, 42 years later, it's a great movie. Love story between a 22-year-old unemployed black New York kid named Phony. That's his name, Phony. Who is engaged to his pregnant fiancée named Tish. But there's trouble in paradise. Phony finds himself in jail facing a violent rape charge that he did not commit. There's love within the families. There's conflict between the families. It's sort of like a modern-day Romeo and Juliet. Flashbacks, narrations make it a sad, happy, tearful, and at the end, heartwarming, fabulous film. Rated R, 119 minutes, 3.5 stars. Next is On the Basis of Sex. The Basis of Sex.
Now, we just did it again, what we said we wouldn't do. We finished that whole review and at the end didn't tell the name of the movie again, If Beale Street Could Talk.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
On the Basis of Sex, this is a biopic of the young, hot, sexy Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
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 Now you're talking. And in the movie, she is the Supreme Court Justice Felicity Jones. Yeah, is hot. The movie is not interesting, but it's just not compelling. 2.5 stars.
I saw the trailer. Does anybody think that Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually looked like that at any point?
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, that would be some transformation to go from.
Yeah,
you know,
Google young.
Talk about getting hit by ugly stick. She got hit by the whole National Sequoia Forest.
You.
Wow.
Ouch. For my Mike's Fearless Forecast NFL Always Wrong predictions. Kansas City Chiefs win.
Yes.
But big upsets. Eagles, Chargers, and how about them Cowboys? They all shock the world and win in upsets.
Wow.
Like that one?
Who are the Eagles playing?
The Eagles are playing.
Oh, no. We have the Saints. I have the Saints in Vegas to win the Super Bowl.
Really?
Sandy and I do,
I hope they win, though, for your sake. Yeah. I got two Nina-isms for you today. First, remember Nina, who died 25 years ago at the age of 96 after playing tennis for a couple of hours. In fact, I was playing with Maureen Reagan. It's when I used to play golf twice a week with Maureen Reagan. And I worked.
We need to tell
ABC.
People who Nina is who may not know. Nina was your grandmother.
My grandma, yeah. I was not doing well. I had a noticeable limp. I had a very sore knee, but I still thought I'd take Nina to lunch. So I hobbled into the home to pick her up. And I told Nina, I said, Nina, I'm not that great today. I said, my joints are tight. Nina didn't miss a beat and said, Mike, listen, just don't roll them so tight.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. And remember my grandmother Nina, who died 25 years ago, again, 96. The last time that I ever took Nina to lunch, I asked her where she wanted to go. She snapped, I don't care, Mac, as long as they have a lot of hot chili and onions and plenty of cold beer.
That's how you live to be old, right there.
Her very last Nina-ism came 20 minutes after we had lunch that day. As we drove home, Nina looked at me and said, Mac, I think I'm leaking. And she was. God bless her soul. All right, who has the most expensive house? I'm not going to do. We do David Beckham?
Yeah.
No, husband and wife, Ryan Reynolds, Charlize Theron, Chris Evans, or Matthew McConaughey?
I thought it was Beckham, Katy Perry.
He changed the list.
Yeah.
I'm in a hurry. I don't want to be late, so I'm going to go back to it. David Beckham, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Matt Damon.
Quickly, Perry.
Damon.
Perry, go. Perry.
No. David Beckham has a $30 million house that even has a petting zoo. Have a great weekend. See ya.
Okay, there you go. Tim Woodburn, good luck. Best of luck to you. It's been a great 15 and a half months, and I'm glad you were part of this. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
On the Fighting Illini Sports Network, Fighting Illini Basketball is on the air. Brought to you by Carl, the official healthcare provider of Fighting Illini Athletics. State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 800-STATE-FARM. Case IH. We fake productivity with Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Visit us at caseih.com. Athletico. Better for everybody. And by the 2019 Nissan Rogue. One solid defender. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. Now, this is the Fighting Illini pregame show.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Fighting Illini basketball tonight, coming your way from the State Farm Center in Champaign. It's great to be home again. The Illini home for the next couple of games here against Michigan tonight.